I'm now joined on the Fifth Quarter Show by Mitchell Green, head coach of the Salisbury Panthers. Coach, you matched up with Fayette tonight, a Fayette team that's been playing pretty good football, and you lost 54-16. Can you kind of walk us through that game?
Yeah, we started off and they had a decent drive going, and we ended up holding them. And then we got on offense there, and they brought a lot of pressure, and we got into the end zone, and he tried to throw a pass and got called for intentional grounding in the end zone, which ended up being a safety, which means we have to kick off from the 20. And when you do that, they get good field position. They have good returners as well. So they got good field position, and they end up scoring. Our next drive, I think we ended up throwing an interception off the receiver's hand. So, I mean, the night didn't start off great. We turned the ball over six times, and we had that safety. So we gave them good field position several times tonight, and against a good ball club, you can't do that.
All right, well, moving forward into next week, what are some things you'd like to improve on, and who do you match up with next Friday night?
We really need to improve on taking care of the ball, which the kids know that. You know, they know that you can't turn the ball over and beat very many teams at all. So we got to get that fixed up. Penalty-wise, we were pretty clean, and defensively, I mean, we played okay, but when like you give up the short field position, it just hurts you, and they got a lot of momentum then, and they're a pretty good offense once they get downhill. They're a big, strong team, and they run good and they run hard, so they were hard to stop. So we got to make sure defensively, scheme-wise, they're in the right spots and we're tackling well as a team. And next week we have Skyler, and I think they're in the same boat we are. They got to win, and they're going to be looking for the second one, and we really, really think we can win this game if we come out and do the things we're good at and take care of the business we need to take care of and take care of the football, and hopefully that works and we can get a win, going, get some momentum going in districts.
Well, as you mentioned, it with the district, you're in a pretty tough district with some teams like Marceline and Fayette and Carrollton, if I'm not mistaken. So it would be nice to carry that momentum. It also would probably be your senior night. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's our senior night, so hopefully kids come out and really, really support our seniors and give them everything got on the last home game they have on this field. So I know we only have three seniors, but it's a big one for those seniors, and it means a lot to them. And it'd be nice to get a win on senior night for them.
Can you tell us a little bit about those three seniors you have?
I got Andrew Furlong, Jackson Royston, and Trent Kerrigan. They're all linemen, but without a line, you don't really get to do much. And Andrew Furlong plays a whole lot for us, and Jackson Royston has been hurt the last couple of weeks, and Trent kind of just subs in and out for us when we need him. But they've been great kids. They work hard and they listen. And I know there's only one to lose three, which makes it a little easier on the next year replacing people, but it's never easy losing kids that helped you out and get going.
That was Mitchell Green of the Salisbury Panthers here on the Fifth Quarter Show.